This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Kamala Harris relies on Planned Parenthood campaign contributions and is lauded by abortion groups as a longtime Planned Parenthood supporter. She is also the California Attorney General, who ordered and supervised the raid of Planned Parenthood's chief antagonist and investigator, citizen journalist David DeLayton. That profound conflict of interest is why several groups are calling for Harris to resign as AG and even quit her U.S. Senate campaign. Indiana's ban on abortions targeting race, gender, or disability is being sued. Planned Parenthood's suit makes it clear it wants no government regulation on its practice of abortion, even if it is to protect society from culturally based racism or sexism. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Two separate events at Notre Dame will commend the Little Sisters of the Poor, a group as pro-life as you could get. Another alleges to recognize outstanding service to the Catholic Church in the form of support for abortion and same-sex marriage by Vice President Joe Biden. Notre Dame alum and Wall Street columnist William McGurn says it's a sad message from the school. Principles are a fine thing, just don't let them get in the way of a comfortable place in society. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.